It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Shannon Bream, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I'm John Saucier. This isn't just any old Tuesday, it's Super Tuesday, the most important day in the presidential primary race with 15 states heading to the polls. Nobody has more on the line tonight than Nikki Haley. The former South Carolina governor is hoping for a strong showing, but she's facing an uphill battle against former President Donald Trump.
She has made the case that this is not a coronation, that all of the voters need to have a chance to speak. After tonight, a great many of those voters will have spoken. And so I think that's going to be the challenge for her if this does not go well.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
15 states voting in primary elections on this Super Tuesday, along with American Samoa. Lots and lots of delegates up for grabs in a day that will shape the race for the White House going forward.
The state that I think is really going to be important are two.
We're speaking today with Fox News Audio Washington-based correspondent Jared Halpern. He's also host of the From Washington podcast.
One is California. Obviously, it is the big prize on the Republican side, right? The most number of delegates at stake. It has a very competitive Senate race as well. They are electing who will succeed Dianne Feinstein in the U.S. Senate. They do what's sort of a jungle primary. So it is a crowded field of Republicans and Democrats. And then the top two vote getters move on. And it has some big names. Adam Schiff has been kind of that top Democrat who is leading that race. But here's a name that you may know, John Saucier. Steve Garvey, the former first baseman for the LA Dodgers, running as a Republican, has been surging in the polls, now really poised to place either first or second and move on to that Senate runoff. And so that's a race, at least when you look down ballot, that I'm looking at. Some of the states I'm going to be looking at from the presidential on the Republican side, Texas, a big state, a lot of delegates, an open primary, so you can vote as a Republican or Democrat or independent in whichever primary you would like. Nikki Haley has been spending a lot of time in Texas. I always believe that the schedule tells the story for a candidate. Where was Nikki Haley's final rally before Super Tuesday? It was in Fort Worth, Texas. She had done rallies in Houston as well. And so that is a state that the Haley campaign is really hoping that they can boost up their numbers in some way, show a level of competitiveness, maybe win some delegates. The other areas in which, if we're going to talk about Nikki Haley and kind of her path forward that they are really kind of looking to is not surprisingly, I think in New England, you have Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine. States, again, where Haley, if you look at New Hampshire and kind of extrapolating out how she did there, states that maybe she can hit that 40-45% range. Talking to a lot of folks within the Haley camp, those are the numbers they are looking for. Not necessarily winning these states, but showing that they remain competitive and that there is still a sizable number of Republican voters out there who will not support former President Trump. So I think those are the states that we will be looking at tonight to kind of see if that narrative that Haley would like to be able to tell the Wednesday after Super Tuesday holds any merit.
That's best case scenario, sounds like, for Haley. Jared, what's worst case scenario for Haley? If she does not perform well tonight, do you think she steps right aside, or do you think she remains in this race?
The thing with politics and running for president is it's an expensive game, right? You have to have a lot of money. We have already seen some of those big super PAC institutions kind of back away from Haley after she failed to pick up momentum in places like South Carolina. So if she does not show that there is like 40%, 45% kind of support for her, I don't think a lot of that money is going to keep flowing. And so that would be the end of the road. I think at that point, she probably has to have some challenging conversations with her campaign staff, with the fundraising side of her campaign, and see if they have the resources to move forward. Listen, I know that she has made the case that this is not a coronation, that all of the voters need to have a chance to speak. After tonight, a great many of those voters, John, will have spoken. And so I think that's going to be the challenge for her if this does not go well in those states that I mentioned, that the resources are just going to dry up awfully fast. And it's hard to even keep the infrastructure of a campaign moving forward. They do not have, I think, anything on their schedule post Super Tuesday. So I think that tonight really is going to be the decision point for Nikki Haley, whether or not she has the resources to move forward.
Say it goes poorly for Haley, she drops out. Do you think there's any chance Donald Trump selects her as a potential running mate in the general election? I mean, she has not been named on his short list. She hasn't been discussed whatsoever, but she's still here. She's still fighting as of the recording of this podcast. Do you think Trump would consider her as a running mate?
She has not been on that short list. I don't know if it's a job that Nikki Haley would be interested in. That's the other side of it as well, right? Is there any interest on her side? It's a fascinating question, right? Because if there were a red flag that you would kind of point to in the Haley campaign for Donald Trump, it is the number of her voters who say they will not vote for him in a general election. Now, it is one thing to say that in the primary process. It's another thing when you go into that voting booth in November and pull the lever. But it's a big red flag, right? It is a concern that at some point, Donald Trump is going to have to win over a lot of those Haley voters. Would putting her on the ticket help do that? Potentially. But it has been a nasty campaign. I think that his campaign is looking at a lot of other choices. And quite frankly, I don't know if we have seen any interest at all in having that job from Nikki Haley.
The Donald Trump campaign tells Fox News they expect to walk away with over 1,000 delegates after the dust settles on the Super Tuesday 2024. How are things looking for the Biden re-election campaign, though? We're discussing this major day on the presidential primary calendar with Fox News audio correspondent Jared Halpern. A lot on the line for voters today, and we're discussing everything that you want to hear. The conversation continues next. All right, Jared, we talked about the Republicans. Time to talk about the Democrats. I thought the Michigan primary was very interesting on the Democratic side. You had over 100,000 non-committed votes. We know that Michigan has a large Arab American population. Many of those people have been displeased with how President Biden has been handling this war between Israel and Hamas. What are you expecting on the Super Tuesday for Democrats, specifically how President Biden is going to perform in his re-election bid here?
I don't think there is at this point a lot of concern from the Biden campaign. A couple of points. I think when you look at the number of uncommitted voters or non-committed voters that we saw in Michigan, yes, from a total standpoint, it was a lot, in the tens of thousands, as you mentioned. From a percentage standpoint, it really wasn't out of the realm of normalcy that you see in a Democratic primary, particularly one that is uncontested. I also think that Michigan was a high watermark when you talk about the Arab and Muslim population in Michigan. There was a very well organized effort to kind of make that point and organize voters to go out and vote uncommitted. We have not seen that spring up in that kind of way in a lot of other states. A lot of these states also don't allow that kind of non-committed option. That being said, If you are the Biden camp, you know, I talked about the sort of red flag for the Trump campaign being those Haley voters. The concern for the Biden campaign right now are young progressive voters, minority voters who came home to the Democratic Party, voted for Joe Biden in 2020 when he was not maybe their first choice or even their second or third choice. They are going to have to keep that coalition. Joe Biden needs that full coalition voting for him in November in states like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And so I will be looking to see kind of what is that interest level? Is he still kind of getting out that vote, getting out that enthusiasm in a way that hasn't shown up in the polls? And so if there is a red flag for Joe Biden amongst members of his own party, it is certainly those progressive votes, as we saw in Michigan, go for uncommitted instead of voting for him or even staying at home.
Jared, when I look at this potential general election matchup, I'd say enthusiasm is not one way to describe it. I mean, you've got Joe Biden, 81 years old, Donald Trump at 77. We know these guys. We've seen them up there before. And I just hear so many people saying, really? These two guys again? So what are you hearing about another party candidate jumping in a third party? This No Labels party seemed to have been making some noise early on, but then we heard that West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin wasn't interested in it. Do you have any insight on that for us?
So far, all of the big names that we thought were going to be interested in it aren't. You talked about Joe Manchin. There was the former governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan. He is now running for Senate in Maryland. So he's not going to be running on No Labels. Joe Manchin's not running for No Labels. The problem with third party candidates, and you've seen that to a certain extent as well with, John F. Kennedy Jr., is ballot access without major party organization in the major party apparatus. You need signatures. You need a grassroots effort. Ballot access is extraordinarily difficult for third party candidates. That is why we don't have a rich history in this country of third party candidates. And so is it out of the realm of possibility? Absolutely not. There is still time, but it is very, very hard. And a lot of those deadlines are coming up sooner rather than later. So if there is going to be a serious challenge from a third party or an independent institution, that is going to have to get organized and launched pretty soon here.
Super Tuesday covers with Fox News Audio Washington correspondent Jared Halpern. He also hosts the From Washington podcast. Where can we find that podcast, by the way, Jared?
Wherever you find your podcast, the same as you're going to hear this podcast. And I know everybody listens to the Fox News Rundown every day. So just keep uploading that feed. Saturday, Sunday morning, we'll be right there for you with a lot of Washington news, a lot of our insiders from Washington. We talk to lawmakers, policymakers, folks in the Biden administration to try and give you a full coverage, full spectrum of what your government's doing.
Absolutely. Jared, good luck tonight. I know it's not your first Super Tuesday, so we are in very good hands in speaking with you. And thanks for joining us on this podcast of Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.